Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise.
Hi, I'm Bill Shishko, host of today's edition of HealthWise. As of 2015, over 415 million people worldwide have some form of diabetes, technically called diabetes mellitus. And that's over 110 million more people than live in the United States alone. So in order to understand diabetes and its danger, we should understand some of the words that are associated with it. Metabolism. Metabolism is the process by which substances are chemically transformed in your bodies. Glucose. Glucose is a simple sugar, and that's the chief source of energy for the cells that make up your body's muscle and tissue. And it's also a source of fuel for your brain. Fats and proteins are sources of glucose, but the primary source is carbohydrates. And it's your liver that takes this to both produce and store glucose. Insulin. Insulin is a natural hormone produced by your pancreas. And the way insulin works in your body, it really is quite amazing. Your pancreas secretes insulin into your bloodstream. Insulin enables glucose to enter your cells, and without insulin, it can't do that. This then lowers the amount of glucose in your bloodstream, and that in turn lessens the secretion of insulin from your pancreas. So you see, we really are fearfully and wonderfully made. I mean, things this complex, they just don't evolve like this, folks. Diabetes. Diabetes is the term used to describe a group of disorders in which a body has high glucose levels, usually just called your blood sugar level, and those levels are high over a prolonged period of time. Unchecked, diabetes can lead to heart disease, strokes, chronic kidney failure, foot ulcers, and eye damage, among other things. In the most severe cases, diabetes unchecked can lead to coma or death. Now, there's three main types of diabetes. I'm sure you've heard of them. Type 1 diabetes, which usually shows up in childhood or adolescence. And with type 1 diabetes, your pancreas just doesn't produce enough insulin. And we don't know the exact cause for type 1 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes usually shows up in midlife or later. Now, with type 2 diabetes, your cells don't respond properly to the insulin produced by your pancreas. There's just too little insulin in relation to the amount of glucose and glucose-producing substances in your system. About 90% of diabetes, at least in this country, is type 2 diabetes, and this condition is treatable. Then there's gestational diabetes. That affects some women who are pregnant. The condition usually goes away after the birth of a child. Well, today on HealthWise, we're focusing on type 2 diabetes. And you may be one of those with type 2 diabetes, or you may be in that large category of people who have a pre-diabetic condition. If so, I can't overstate how important these next few minutes are, especially for you. But the information really is important to all of us because none of us is immune to type 2 diabetes. Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York, brings you today's edition of HealthWise. And there at Cottage Pharmacy, in their absolutely fascinating nutrition department, you'll meet Matt Lombardo, one of Cottage Pharmacy's experienced nutritionists. And Matt is our guest again today on HealthWise. We welcome your calls. We get so engrossed in these interviews, we forget that this is to be a call-in program, free counsel that you can get regarding diabetes, too. So if you'd like to call with your question on today's topic, helps for those with diabetes, call in number 631-955-5400, 631-955-5400. But for now, welcome again. Matt, good to have you with us again.
Good to be back.
Matt, talk with us about some of the symptoms of type 2 diabetes.
Some of the symptoms of type 2 diabetes, if you're usually occur when you have high blood sugar, when your body's not, the insulin's just not getting the sugar into your cells, and you have a high blood volume of sugars, of glucose, you'll experience frequent urination, hunger, in some more severe cases, infection, blurred vision, slow healing sores, which is usually something that develops over a long period of time.
Yeah, Matt, develop this a little bit. When you say the insulin is not getting the blood sugar, and that's glucose, right?
Right.
The glucose is not equal to sugar, incidentally. It's not getting the glucose into your cells. Now, what is that? Can that also be a deficiency or a weakness or an ailment in the pancreas?
Well, it's a cellular. If you're getting enough insulin and you have what's called insulin resistance, if your pancreas is functioning properly and it's creating enough insulin, but your cells, for whatever reason, are not receptive to the insulin. They have this insulin resistance, is what it's called, which develops after years and years of too much glucose, of eating too much ice cream all the time. You get what's called insulin resistance. So it's not necessarily that your pancreas is not creating enough insulin.
Yeah. And so insulin resistance, we could go on and on with this thing, but insulin resistance, does that mean that the insulin has been impaired by too much sugar in your system, or what?
I'm really not sure of the mechanism. All I know is that if you overdo it on the sugar for a long period of time, your cells lose their tolerance to it.
Okay, now let's spin this out a little bit, because we're going to be obviously dealing with this a lot. Mm-hmm. Too much sugar. Obviously we need glucose in our systems. It's for our brain and our muscles and our cells. Spin that out for us a bit. I'm looking at my diet in a day. What's good sugar? What's bad sugar?
Good sugar is basically sugar that hasn't been added to your meals. If you want to call something a good sugar, it's something you would get from a whole food, from a fruit, from a vegetable, from a whole grain. That I would consider to be good sugar. Bad sugar is, the sugar packets you see at a diner, or the white powdery stuff that you put in your coffee in the morning, and that, or the confectioner's sugar that you put on a pastry, that I would classify as bad sugar.
Yeah, so it's processed sugar, and what you're saying is our body should be processing the foods that we eat to get the sugar from that, correct?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. That's important. I think when we're dealing with processed things. Okay. So someone comes to you and they say, "Hey, Matt, I know I need to make an appointment with a doctor, but tell me a little bit. I've got increased urination. I've been really, really thirsty a lot of the time. My hunger amount has gone up. I notice these infections aren't healing, and I'm even kind of losing weight unexpectedly. I'm kind of fatigued. I'm irritable." Could that be diabetes? You're not a medical doctor, but what do you tell them?
Well, assuming that they've made an appointment to see their doctor.
If not, you're going to tell them make an appointment to
right,
see your doctor.
Right, that would be my first.
Okay.
Absolutely. When you get to the point of weight loss, unexplained weight loss, I had a friend of mine before he was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. He had lost about 12 pounds in 5 days.
That's type 1 diabetes, where your body is not producing the insulin, correct?
Right, the insulin is just, the pancreas is just not producing the insulin.
Yeah, that's I need to let the audience know, that's the situation where people need to get insulin shots or some other infusion of insulin. Otherwise, there can be some pretty scary repercussions. This is not what we're chatting about. But sorry to interrupt you, Matt. Okay, your friend with the weight loss.
Right. So when you get to that point of weight loss and blurred vision, you need to seek medical attention right away. But for symptoms like increased urination and hunger, some of the earlier symptoms, I would recommend eating smaller portions and exercising.
Yeah.
Don't overload your body with too much calories and give it a chance to burn and work. The more your body is working at the food you're eating, the more your body's working at the energy and your metabolism is expending, the finer tuned it becomes.
Yeah, and again, important for the audience, I want to get with Matt in just a moment to some of the other dietary considerations, let alone vitamins and supplements. But remember that your body is going to process metabolism and proteins, carbohydrates, fats, and will be basically getting glucose from any of those things. And that's why when Matt says be careful just on your overall consumption, because that will inevitably lead to greater production of glucose. And Matt, am I right when we talk about the causes of type 2 diabetes? It's that I call it the threatening three: excess weight, not enough exercise, and poor diet. Correct?
Correct. Yes.
What about high blood pressure and high cholesterol? Those are also, I think, related to the threatening three. Do they in any way affect a proneness to diabetes too?
Well, they would definitely become more apparent once you have diabetes, and they could also contribute to diabetes for sure. Those are two things you never want to, you always want to monitor, is your cholesterol and your blood pressure.
Yeah. And I should add in all of this, as Matt has said, certainly if you have any of these symptoms, the symptoms do not necessarily indicate diabetes too, but you should check with your physician, get the required test. And if you are prescribed medication, don't stop taking it without the doctor's advice. Very, very important. Okay, Matt, let's say I come to you and I say, hey, Matt, a pre-diabetic, I'm not incidentally, but let's say I'm pre-diabetic. Talk to me just in general about my diet. What are kind of some of the best and worst foods for those with diabetes too, or those with a pre-diabetic condition?
Those with pre-diabetes or diabetes too, I recommend fiber, so whole grains, green leafy vegetables, which will slow down the absorption of nutrients in your body and give your body a chance to work and get the nutrients from the food that it needs, and it also slows the process down. So it's kind of like giving your body a little bit of a break with the overabundance of nutrients, of sugars, of fats, of proteins. So whole grains would be good in small portions, make up about a quarter of your plate. You could look at it that way. So maybe a baguette or a whole grain, biscuit or quinoa or something that would make up a quarter of your dinner plate. Vegetables, because there are minerals in vegetables that actually help insulin work, which I'll be talking about when I get towards the end.
Vegetables, Matt. Ideally, fresh vegetables. certainly not so cooked that all of the nutrients go down the sink. My grandmother used to say that the sink was the healthiest part of the house because we'd pour everything out. Okay, and maybe the second thing would be frozen vegetables. They're flat, in most cases flash frozen, I would assume. Uh-huh. What about canned vegetables? Good, bad, or what?
Canned vegetables, you have to, you just have to look out for sodium in any canned food. I'd say the major concern with a canned vegetable, just keep an eye on the sodium levels. You know, you want to stay under the 2,000 milligrams of sodium a day. So you just want to mainly, you know, be concerned with the sodium of canned vegetables. Frozen vegetables, you know, nothing's going to have the amount of nutrients that fresh vegetables are going to have.
Right. Well, okay. Yeah, I mentioned, too, with canned vegetables, simple thing to do, just draining the liquid that's on there should get rid of at least some of the sodium, correct?
Yeah.
But there's no, you're not going to get a significant loss of the nutrition in canned fruits and vegetables because of that process?
There's less, and there have been studies on it, and there are less nutrients in frozen vegetables cooked. You know, once you cook the vegetables, a certain cooking processes like roasting or you know, frying or steaming. Which is usually the recommended method is steaming, because it breaks down some of the fiber and it makes it easier on your stomach and the absorption.
Yeah, and save that liquid and use it in a good soup, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yep.
Hey, we should turn this into a cooking program. Well, that's part of HealthWise.
Right.
This is HealthWise. I've got Matt Lombardo with us from Cottage Pharmacy. We always have a lot of fun discussing these things. We're going to kind of shift gears and talk a little bit about now nutritional supplements that can help improve a person's insulin usage and help you if you're pre-diabetic or have diabetes too. We'll be back to talk about that after this message from HealthWise.
I love Cottage Pharmacy, and you will too. Awarded among Long Island's best pharmacies, Cottage Pharmacy is far more than a pharmacy. While you're waiting for your prescriptions, check out their large nutrition section, their med spa, and their boutique. And they carry a full line of surgical supplies and durable medical equipment too. See, I know from experience, it's fun to shop at Cottage Pharmacy. You won't find such personal service and such a knowledgeable staff anywhere. They live up to their motto, if we can't take care of you, no one can. Every customer at Cottage Pharmacy is a satisfied customer. Oh, and here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases from the nutrition department, the boutique, and from their surgical and medical section, too. Just mention WLIE540 when you check out. Cottage Pharmacy is conveniently located at 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Cottage Pharmacy, where rule number one is the customer's always right. And rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike, Woodbury, New York.
Bill Shishko here with you on today's edition of HealthWise. We'd love your phone calls. Matt and I have a great time chatting on the phone, but you're welcome and encouraged to interrupt. 631-955-5400, 631-955-5400. We're dealing today with helps for those with diabetes. Matt, I come to your, and it is a fascinating nutrition department at Cottage Pharmacy. Talk with us about nutritional supplements that can help people with diabetes too or in a pre-diabetic condition.
There's a variety of supplements for assisting the body in, you know, with insulin and getting your blood sugar under control. There's a very wide variety. If a person is diagnosed with diabetes 2 and they monitor their blood sugar regularly, they'll be able to actually see some of these supplements working for them. It's very common for me to have someone come in and you know, tell me that, oh, this supplement has actually gave me a lower blood sugar, fasting blood sugar, than normal, and it's interesting to see that sometimes.
Of course, obviously now we're wanting to find out what the compound is that the person took.
Right. Well, there are so many different varieties of herbs. I could to name a few. I'm sure many of you have heard of cinnamon being a blood sugar support supplement.
Okay, so you're talking about, are you talking about some rarefied form of cinnamon, or can it be the kind that I get at Costco or Penzies or someplace like that?
The extract of the cinnamon, it comes in a capsule. You would have to use a tremendous amount of the cinnamon, you know, that you'd sprinkle on your French toast in the morning to get the same to get the same effect.
So the extract, cinnamon extract, you're talking about.
Yep.
Okay. What else?
There's bitter melon, which is also something that has been shown to work.
Now, that's interesting that you mention that, because a friend of mine, actually, I was back at actually at 110 Pharmacy, not your competitor, but your companion there, and they he asked me to pick up bitter melon. What's up with bitter melon? Why is that important?
Bitter melon, basically, it helps your liver in the process of converting glucose, and it also helps with insulin resistance. It's one of those things that people come to me and they say, I need bitter melon, and it's been working for me, and it's just one of the many options that you have.
Because I know there's others, but so some things may work better with some bodily systems than others will, right?
Right, and a lot of the time it's trial and error. Different supplements will work for different people.
Okay, yeah, same thing with medicines, actually. Sure. What else? Okay, you're touring your department, and let's say I'm pre-diabetic. What else are you going to recommend for me?
Well, I mentioned some herbs. There are also some minerals that are very helpful. There's chromium or chromium picolinate, which has been shown to actually work better than many of the other forms of chromium. There's also vanadyl sulfate, which is also a mineral that basically helps insulin work. It helps insulin function. It helps the cells become more receptive, and it helps lower insulin resistance.
Yeah, okay. So it's not in. Of course, we're not even chatting at this point with the changes in diet, which is most important. Now you're talking about things, regardless of diet, that are going to help the insulin do its unique job in our systems, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, good. Well, how about teas? I mean, people like to drink stuff, and what about teas that might help out?
Well, teas, I think, fall into the same category as the herbs. They're usually a little less concentrated than the capsules or the soft gels, but it does help with digestion, and I can see it being useful in controlling blood sugar. You get those potent herbs in the extract form. That's really what you're looking for.
What are the other herbs? I cut you off a bit when you mentioned cinnamon. Now, is bitter melon an herb?
Bitter melon, yes.
Okay. So what else do you have in the herb department that helps out with pre-diabetic or diabetes 2?
There's Gymnema sylvestre, which is a leaf extract. It's an Ayurvedic herb.
Okay, now you're speaking.
It's another language.
What is it again?
It's an old Indian remedy. It's Ayurvedic medicine is ancient Indian. It's very old form of medicine.
Okay,
that's been around for a very long time. Fenugreek, which is a little bit more common. Mulberry leaf extract. African mango extra. There, like I said, there's just such a variety.
Yeah. Okay. Now these all essentially help the insulin. It helps prevent the insulin resistance. Correct.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's important to keep in mind. What other things generally, as a nutritionist, are you going to recommend for people with diabetes or diabetes 2 or in a pre-diabetic condition? A lot of people in that category. Give them your overall counsel.
portion control. Keep your meals small, so you don't overload your body, and you keep your metabolism working. Exercise. There have been instances where weight loss has reversed type 2 diabetes and even pre-diabetes and full-blown type 2
diabetes.
And
when you say exercise, the standard is at least 30 minutes a day of something that's moderate exercise, correct?
Yes, anything that helps you to maybe shed some extra pounds if you're overweight.
Yeah. One simple thing, this is amazing, one of my pet peeves, I guess, is people who will drive 10 minutes to get a parking space right near their local store
right.
when they could park farther away and get some exercise. Simple way to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. All right, so the standard exercise, and then I want to remind you all of the threatening three: excess weight, not enough exercise, and poor diet. Matt, thanks so much for being with us today. Just an introduction to this wide world of dealing with diabetes 2 and pre-diabetic conditions. Hey, thanks today to Cottage Pharmacy. They have sponsored today's program. You need to visit them, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. Love the pharmacy, because it is a delightful step back in time to pharmacies like they used to be. This is a totally different experience than doing this online, folks. You need to experience this for yourself. And remember to mention, when you go to Cottage Pharmacy, you heard us on WLIE 540, and you will receive a special 20% discount on surgical and medical supplies in the boutique and in the nutrition department. Incidentally, there you can get your blood sugar monitors in the medical surgical department. And oh, be sure to look for Matt when you're visiting the nutrition department. Tell him you heard him on HealthWise. They have a toll-free number that you can use as well, 1-800-599-9963. Toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. It's not the step back in time. It would be if you go into the store, but you'll still get the 20% discount there too if you mention WLIE 540 AM, 1-800-599-9963. Next week, more on the vast world of living wisely in the body that God has given you. So we'll see you here on the radio next Saturday at 1 p.m. for another edition of HealthWise. Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening, and for now, be HealthWise.